This is a hand and foot warm-up, so this is going to really work on the multiple strokes in your foot, as well as your doubles in your hands and your feet. And as you can see, it's pretty simplistic as to how it's laid down. I didn't go for a hard exercise. I just wanted you to be able to get through these exercises and then go through all the inversions that you may find with doubles between the hands and the feet. So let's look at exercise number one. It's going to be 2 measures long, and we're going to repeat that 4 to 8 times, whichever one you feel, however long you feel you need to do your warm-up. It does not matter to me. It's just kind of, and that's what's beautiful about these warm-ups is you don't have to, you can do them 2 times a piece and warm up super quick. You can do them 4 times a piece. You can do them 8 times a piece. Just depends. Typically, the longer practice session I have, the longer my warm-up's going to be because I want to really take that time to make sure I'm super laser focused to be able to jump into that session. If I've got a, 45-minute practice session, I'm like, okay, I know I'm going to do a 5-minute warm-up. Go ahead and get in there because that 5-minute warm-up can really help me focus that time. If I've got a 2 or 3 hour session, I may take 15 minutes and warm up, and by the time I get there, I'm really honed in, I'm really calm and centered, and then I can kind of go into my work phase. So let's look at this first, the first 2 measures. We're going to go 4 hits on the snare drum, then 4 hits on the kick drum. You'll see the sticking. We're going to go 4 times through each sticking. So you'll see that we go 4 times through with the right hand sticking, then 4 times through with the left hand sticking, then 4 times through with the right hand sticking, then 4 times through with the left hand sticking. So it's a lot with each one of these 2-bar phrases. We want to make sure we cover all these stickings. That's why it takes a little bit longer. So what I'm going to do here is we're in 16th notes. It's going to go 1 E and then on the kick drum, 2 E and snare drum, 3 E and 4 E and then we're having alternating hand to foot doubles. So what we're going to do is go right, left, kick, kick in 32nd notes. Okay, so we're going to do, it'll have right, left, kick, kick. It'll do that twice for each beat. So if we're at 60 BPM, I'm not looking for speed on this. What's really great about the drums is if you'll stop focusing on speed as the goal, speed will come. If you'll focus on doing it correctly, evening the notes out and having good technique while you're doing it, the speed will come. It'll just be a natural byproduct. It's kind of like years ago whenever I was working on push-pull. It was like, man, I just was focused on working on this. I just wanted them even, I wanted them consistent. And then one day I sat down and I was doing continuous 16th notes on my right hand at 110 BPM and I wasn't even breaking a sweat. I was like, man, where did this come from? And it was just, I took the time at a slow tempo. So this is not supposed to be an exercise that goes fast. You could go through it once slow and then fast, but it's meant to warm you up. It's meant to be looking at, are my doubles even between hands and feet? Are my strokes even? Is the first stroke as even as the second stroke? Or is it as loud? You want to make sure you're cleaning up your playing in this time. This is where, because then you don't have to do that later on. You can incorporate that into your warm-up. Don't forget about dynamics, articulation. Again, once you learn this, I demonstrate it just on the snare drum. I put a little bit of dynamics in there. We want to put a lot of dynamics in there, and then we want to begin taking it around the kit. So maybe you decide you're going to do a 4-bar phrase. So it's up to you how you do that. So the second time through it, we're going to lead with the left hand. It's going to go left, 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 kick, 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 kick. And then in the second measure, we're going to have, instead of right, left, kick, kick, it's left, right, kick, kick. Do that 4 times. The next time through it, we're going to do again with the right hand, right, 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 kick, 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 kick. Do that twice. And then we're going into that second measure, and it's going to be doubles on the hand. So right, right, kick, kick. Then the last time through this, we're going to go left, 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 left again, and it's going to be a left, left, kick, kick. That's going to be that exercise. So four times through with the right hand, four times through with the left hand, four times through with the right hand, four times through with the left hand. You'll cover all the stickings. Then we move on to the next two measures. In the next two measures, we're starting with the kick drum. Now, in between each of these, just to give myself a second, I will put one measure. When I demonstrate it, that's what I do. I put one measure in between each one of these. So in between the first two measures and the second two measures, that first line and the second line, I'm putting, again, I'm going to put one measure of rest and then go back into it, starting with the kick drum this time. So now it's going to go 1E and a, 2E and a, 3E and a, 4E and a, and it's going to be the exact opposite of what we just played. So kick, kick, right, left, instead of right, left, kick, kick. Now, after we did that four times, then we're going to go through on the left hand, do kick, kick, left, right. The next time, again, kick, 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 then with the right hand, and we're going, except we're doubling on the right, it's kick, kick, right, right. The next time through, the first measure's the same. The second measure is kick, kick, left, left. So first two, or the second line, two measures. We're doing that four times, then moving to the next sticking four times, next sticking four times, next sticking four times. Then we rest the measure and we go to the third line. On the third line, or the third set of two measures, we're going to go again the same as the first measure, the first line, right, 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 kick, 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 right, right. But now we have an inverted pattern, so it's going to be right, kick, kick, left. And that put together will be right, kick, kick, left, right, kick, kick, left, right. The next time through with the next sticking, we're leading with the left. And then in the second measure, it's left, kick, kick, right, left. As far as with the doubles, you can do slide technique, you can do heel toe, whichever one's more comfortable with you. You can do heel up, heel down, just decide and then try that. And you may come through one day and go, you know what, I'm going to do the whole thing heel down. I'm going to play it slow enough so I can do it all heel down. It's up to you. That's the thing. Kick technique is up to the player. It's like kind of like hand technique. I suggest you know them all, but I'm not going to, if you're using heel down and I use heel up, I ain't going to. Ain't no sweat. Like, whatever works for you. The technique is there to serve the music, not the other way around. You want to make sure you get that right. All right, now, the third time through, we're leading with the right hand, and now it's going to be right, kick, kick, right, right. Next time through, leading with the left hand, left, 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 kick, 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 and then we're going to the left, kick, kick, left, left. And that's the end of that. So four times through with first sticking, four times through second sticking, four times through third sticking, four times through the fourth sticking. Now we move on to the next one. In the next one, we have we're again starting with the same measure as we do in the second line. So it's kick, 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 right, 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 right. And now we're going to have another inversion. So it's going to be kick, right, left, kick. Again, a measure in between each one of these lines, a measure rest. Then the second sticking, it's going to go the second measure, kick, left, right. Third time through, a third sticking, again with the right, it's going to go kick, right, right, kick. last time through, kick, 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 left, 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 and the second measure is kick, left, left, kick. Again, I'm looking at technique. I'm making sure that I'm playing the notes correctly, making sure I'm playing with dynamics, articulation, put some phrasing in there, make sure it grooves, all of those things. Apply the big seven and then grow this thing. You can take it out. You may even get to where you put a right-hand ostinato while you play some of this. You really try to think creatively, but don't do that at front. Just learn the exercise as it is, incorporate it into your warm-up, and then later on begin to grow it. And you know, the old saying is what's hard today will be next year's warm-up. And that's, I've seen that so true. What I warm up with these days, I would never have believed if I was going to warm up with that whenever I was in college. But now I've just been doing it so long that it's not a big, it's no stretch for me. You'll be the same way. So this is going to be a hand and foot doubles warm up.